This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
He's my big brother and my friend. Can you celebrate him? Amazing work you're doing in the city of Lagos and across the nations of the earth. I want to say thank you, Prophet Austin. Thank you for the honor and the privilege to be here. I really honor you. Amen. And thank you to the RCN leadership, all the pastors, Reverend Grace, Pastor Raka, Pastor John, and all the leadership. Thank you for the honor to be here. And to our father in the Lord, Apostle Arome, I believe he's on his way. He'll be here soon. Thank you, Papa, for the honor to be here. Can we lift up our hands? Can I have just play? Can I have the keyboardist just play strings? Amen. Can we just lift up our hands and give the Lord glory? Can you lift up your hands and just pray? We're going deeper tonight. Deeper, deeper, deeper by the Spirit of grace. Deeper by the Spirit of grace. Can you just pray in the Holy Ghost? Just pray. Just pray. Say, Lord, you have not called the seeds of Jacob to seek you in vain. And so, Father, we thank you. You have not gathered us here in vain. You have gathered us for an encounter. We will not go back the same way we came. Can you go ahead and pray? Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Kalabasata bariada badaska. Labasika palamante. Afranima siba balakia badaska. Sebelia barata. Labratiska paladia. God wants to hear your voice. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name alone shall be praised. And in every place, incense and a pure offering shall be brought to the Lord of hosts. For your name shall be great among all nations. Your name shall be great. Just go ahead and pray. Go ahead and play. Don't play this, just this. Just go ahead. Shakabariando Roboko Sida Labarico to Pataka Shakabariando Robodias Liabariando Sikabalabadaska Labarakata Babayata Abasama Manakia Sibelekita Barataka Baradia Sobelico Sibalateke Veliga Balata. Pray the Holy Ghost. There is a release of the glory of God. There is a release of the fire of the Spirit of the Lord this day. Balamasika barande, orabelesi babakata, ambatakilo baragadiska, lataria babalasida, selegadia badaska, baliamondo si sebregadiska pa. Oh, thank you, Spirit of God. Spirit of God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, don't play a song for me. Just play strings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. I see the supply of the Spirit. I see the rain of the Spirit. The rain of the Spirit. The rain of the Spirit. Grace is poured for tonight. Grace is poured for tonight. I want hunger to rise from your hearts. I want hunger to rise from your hearts. There is an anointing for you. There is an anointing of the Spirit upon you. Can you cry like David did? He said, Lord, let your hand
be upon the man of your right hand, even the son of man that you make strong for yourself. Can you say, Lord, let your hand come upon me tonight. Let your hand come upon me tonight. Let your hand be upon the son of man that you make strong for yourself. Balakabaria toskiba delakuria patande liando roko papaka asaka brandia paleas. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17 and verse 17, the Bible says, and Paul was in the temple disputing with the Jews. He was in the synagogue disputing with the Jews and with the devout persons. And in the market, put New King James, he said, in the marketplace daily. He was in the temple disputing with the Jews. The next moment, the Bible says he was in the marketplace daily with those who happen to be there. There are two platforms that God is raising for kingdom advancement. There are some of us at the core of our platform will be the pulpit. You will be in the temple like Paul, reasoning and disputing with men. But there are people that the anointing of God upon your life will be for the marketplace. You will be there reasoning with the people who are there. You'll be there advancing the purposes of God. And so that's why God gathered us this Saturday. He wants to release grace so that people who are ordained for the marketplace, they will carry the anointing there. They will carry the empowerment of the Spirit there. They will go with the hand of the Lord upon their lives. Matekubarasala. Kingdom advancement, prospering in the marketplace, will take the power of God. Will require the power of God. You will need a kingly authority. Can you please just sit down maybe for the next 15, 20 minutes? And then we'll be all praying and ministry. Hallelujah. So God is raising people for the marketplace. Paul, as an apostle, had a mantle for pulpit ministry. He had a mantle for the marketplace too. The Bible says he was a tent maker. When he finds the likes of Aquila and Priscilla, he will stay with them and labor. He will build. He will be paid for it. He had an anointing for pulpit ministry. He had an anointing for the marketplace. There are people God is raising in this house. And God is putting a unique anointing upon you. God is growing your horns so that you will step out in the marketplace with the supernatural ability of the Spirit. You will step out with grace. You will step out to push the boundaries of the kingdom, to advance the agenda of God in the last days. The Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 9, it says the profit of the earth is for all. Even the king is being served by the field. The profit of the earth. A translation said the abundance of the land is for all. Even the king is served from the field. Let me tell you, even though the abundance of Lagos, the abundance of the nations is for all, it will take men with kingly authority to lay hold of it. Why is everyone not partaking of the abundance of the land? Even though the scripture says it is for all. So it will take kingly authority. It will take a mantle of power. God will need to exalt your horn so that you will step into the land. You will step into the field and bring the abundance. It is only kings with exalted horns that will have the capacity to lay hold of the abundance of the land. There's so much abundance resources in Nigeria that can take care of all Nigerians. Nigeria should not be going through what it is going through. But it is only the kings that have access to it. Whether you are functioning from a demonic kingly authority or from a divine kingly authority, you will need a kingly mantle to take the abundance of the earth that is your portion. You will need strength. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 4. It says, where there are no oxen, the crib is empty. The harvest barn is empty. He said, but much increase is by the strength of an ox. A verse on said, great harvest is by the strength of an ox. God will need to give you capacity in the spirit. God will need to give us strength. Accessing the resources of the earth takes capacity. It is only men with kingly mantle. It is only men with kingly authority, whether in the realm of light or in darkness, that control the wealth of the earth. The resources of the earth will require power. Wealth control is a game of power. That's why Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for he is the one that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth. It takes power. It takes the capacity of the spirit. It takes the Lord strengthening you, empowering you, giving you the strength of an ox, giving you the horn to bring down the demonic beasts and the powers of darkness that are in the territory that God has assigned to you if you are going to take your portion. Great harvest, much increase is by the strength of an ox. Men who have capacity in the spirit, men who have power, men who can break the horns of darkness. Hallelujah. What I see the Lord doing with us, as we pray, there will be release of grace. There is a Cyrus anointing that God is putting upon people. There is the anointing of the Spirit of God in the order of Cyrus that God is putting upon men. Isaiah 45 from verse 1. It said, thus saith the Lord to Cyrus, to his anointed, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him, to loose the loins of kings, that they may open to him the two-leaved gates which shall not be shut. He said, I'll go before you and make the crooked path straight. I will subdue nations. I will make the crooked path straight. I will break the gates of brass. I will cut the bars of iron asunder. It takes power to break the gates of brass. It takes power to cut the bars of iron asunder. He said, and I will open to you the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, will call you by name. I'm the God of Israel. God will need to put his hand upon you. So the psalmist in Psalm 80 verse 17, he said, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, even the son of man, that you make strong for yourself. He needs to make you strong for himself tonight. He needs to empower you for himself, for his purpose, so that his kingdom can advance. He needs to give you capacity, so that when you enter the marketplace, when you go to that field, that mountain that God has assigned you to bring wood from for the building of his house, you will have capacity to dismantle strongholds of darkness. You have the capacity to bring down wicked beasts that are prowling in those territories. God is making us strong for himself. Haggai chapter 1 verse 8. He told the people, he said, go up to the mountains and bring wood for the building of my house. Mountains. So God will empower people to the various mountains, the seven mountains, so that they can bring wood, so that they can bring resources for the building of the house of the Lord, for the building of the temple of the Lord, for the building of the kingdom of God on earth. You will need to ascend your mountain. You will need to carry the anointing of God and find your mountain and ascend it. Contend with the beast. Contend with the powers of darkness. Revelation chapter 17 tells us of mystery Babylon, the harlot, the woman who sits upon many waters. Verse 9 says, talks about the beast upon which she sits. He said, it's the beast that rule over the seven mountains. He said the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Seven mountains. That's why we need empowerment. Because you are going to fight with an alien structure. You are going to contend with Babylon. Babylon sits upon the seven mountains. My brother, you will need something from God if you are going to prosper there. If you are going to be able to bring wood for the building of the house of the Lord. As you ascend the mountains where you have been ordained, you will need grace. You will need power. You will need capacity in the spirit. You will need the Lord to do something to you. We will need the Lord to enlarge us. We will need the Lord to exalt our horns. Well, we need the Lord. Zechariah chapter 1, where is the theme scripture from verse 17? The Bible says the prophet received a word from the Lord saying, cry out, saying, true prosperity shall my city spread abroad. It was a prophetic word from God. It was a decree that the cities of God are going to spread through the earth by prosperity. The next thing the Bible says, and I lifted up my eyes and I saw horns, and there were four horns. Go on. I lifted up my eyes and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, scattered Israel, scattered Jerusalem, so that no one was able to lift up his head. He said, the Lord showed me four craftsmen. He showed me craftsmen. He said, what are these coming to do? These are the horns that have scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming. They are coming to terrify them. They are coming to cast out the horns of the nation that have lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter them. The craftsmen are rising. The craftsmen are rising tonight. They are coming from the south. We are coming from the south. We are coming from the west. We are the ones. We will lift your name. We are coming from the south. We are coming from the north. We are the ones that will break the horns. We are coming from the south. We are coming from the north. We are the ones that will break the horns. That's what God is doing. We are the ones. We are the craftsmen. We are the ones that will break the horns of darkness. The horns that have scattered the land. The horns that have terrified the people. So that no one was able to lift up his head. When you say a man cannot lift up his head, it means he's in a position of shame. He's in a position of reproach. He's in a position of defeat. He's in a position where he looks like the waters have gone over his soul. He said they scattered Judah, they scattered Jerusalem, they scattered Israel, so that no one was able to lift up their head. Maybe you have found yourself in a business position where it looks like you have been scattered. Your business has been scattered. It looks like your family has been going through stuff. Your family has been going through season. And as a man, you can't square up your shoulder. As a man, you can't lift up your head and stand. I bring you good news tonight that you are part of the craftsmen that God is raising. We are part of the craftsmen that God is raising, that will dismantle demonic horns, that will break demonic structures, that will advance the frontiers of the kingdom in every sphere, in every mountain, in every territory where the Lord has called us to. The carpenters that will break the horns. Men that will break the horns of darkness. That's what God is raising. It will take the power of the Spirit. It will take the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God will need to do something to your inner man. God will need to forge you. The craftsmen are God's battle axes. They are God's weapons of war. You may not stand on the altar to lead intercession, but you will stand in the mountain where God has put you. You will stand as an intercessor. You will stand as God's battle axe, as God's weapon of war, and you will push down darkness. You will break the horns of wickedness. You will break the horns that have plundered the people. You will step into communities that have been held by darkness and oppression, and you will be that light. You will be that horn of salvation that the Lord is raising for us. Zechariah prophesied in Luke chapter 1 from verse 6-7. He said, the Lord has visited his people. The Lord has redeemed his people. He has raised for us a horn of salvation in the house of his servant David, according to his prophecy and promise to us, that we may be delivered from the enemy, that we may be saved from they that hate us. God is raising his own horns. God is raising his craftsmen, men that have power to break laws, men that have power to break demonic yokes, yokes that have held businesses bound, businesses that have been chained, finances that have been locked, men whose destinies are in the pit. The hand of the Lord will come upon you. You will have grace to break the gates of brass. You will have gates to open the two leaf gates. You will have grace to access the treasures of darkness. The hidden riches of secret places. It takes power. Wealth is a game of power. The resources of the earth is a game of power. So some of the leading people in the financial world will write books for you and tell you think and grow rich. Meanwhile, they have Buddhist monks, they have Satanists, they have warlocks, they have psychics, they have people that they consult to check trends in the marketplace. They have people that can predict trends in the marketplace, that can give them demonic counsel on how to invest, and then they come and write books for you, think and grow rich. Have you not been thinking all these years? It is time to add something to that thinking. It is called power. It is called capacity. It is called grace. It is the ability to weather the storm. It is the ability to run against the troop. It is the ability to leap against the wall. It is in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. There is something God gives the church. The power of the Holy Ghost is our advantage. You cannot be disadvantaged with the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter the people that rise up against you. When you stand with the Holy Ghost, when it begins to energize you, when it begins to empower you, you can bring down every structure. It doesn't matter who does not like your face. It doesn't matter the people that hate you. When you have what it takes to run the show, they will hear your voice. They did not like Daniel when he got to Babylon, but the spirit of the Holy God was upon him. And the queen mother will say to Belshazzar that in the days of your fathers, there is a man in whom the spirit of the Holy God was upon. Light and understanding and excellent wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was upon him. He said, call him. It's going to interpret the handwriting upon the wall. Many of you will go back after this conference. You will enter the marketplace. Men will say, come. Come and interpret the handwriting. Come and show us the way forward. We need to find the proper economic policy. We need to know what to do to move this company to the next level. And you will go with the spirit of God upon you. You will go with a prophetic mantle upon them. You will go with the hand of God upon your spirit. Light will be upon you, and when they ask you question, you will look within you and you will draw counsel from within. Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding will draw it. You will look and you will draw it. You will say, mene mene tekel of a sin. That's to say, numbered, measured. For you have been weighed in the balances, and you are found wanting. And now your kingdom shall be taken and give it to another. And then they will watch to pass. By the following day, the Darius will show up and do according to the prophecy and the counsel that you gave. Because when Daniel interpreted that scripture, that handwriting, by the following day, Belshazzar went down. The Medo-Persian Empire invaded and Darius took over. He said, because we have been weighed in the balances. There has never been a time than now that prophetic businessmen must rise. The prophetic anointing is not just for pulpit. The Daniel seeds must rise. You will enter the corridor of power. You will enter the marketplace with that unction within you. That unction that teaches. That unction that plugs into the heart of God. That unction that brings you into the secret counsels of God. That allow you to see into the chambers of the Most High. That allows you to access the secret thoughts of the heart of men. That anointing rests. That anointing is resting. Because spirit is transferred through sound, through words. Ezekiel said, and the spirit entered me and set me upon my feet when he spake unto me. There is a supply. There is an impartation. Suddenly you will find out that you have become another man. You have become another woman. Your seasons have changed. Grace has come upon you. Last night you were in the prison. You were in the dungeons of poverty. You were in the dungeons of darkness. After this conference, grace comes upon you. You will be called in the palace. You will be called in the palace. You will wake up and shave off your beards. You will wake up and put away your garment of shame, your garment of poverty, and you will put on a garment of grace. You will step into the place that God has ordained for you. That God has ordained for you. If you believe that, shout amen. There is impartation going on. There is grace going on. Grace. grace, grace, grace. Why does God need to empower men? As I attempt to round up, why does God need to empower men? Why will the Cyrus anointing come upon you? Why will he empower you and loose the loins of kings and open to you the two leaf gates, the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret place? Why will God do that? In the same Isaiah 45, look at verse 13. Is the reason why God will do what he does? He said, I've raised him up, speaking about Cyrus. I've raised him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. He shall let go my captives. Not for price or reward, says the Lord. So God wants to empower you so that you will become part of the Masons. Today we talk about Freemasons. We talk about the occult group. They were builders. They were builders. They were building the civilization of darkness from Hades into the earth. They were builders. They were builders of men, builders of structure, builders of society. They were the who is who in the society. God is raising his own messes. He's raising men and women that will build these cities. Men that you will raise up in righteousness. Men that will choose to be led by the Spirit. Men that will build these cities and let go his captives. There are many captives. You will need wealth to send them forth. When I went to Pakistan last month for missions, I saw the things that the church was going through. I spent practically everything I had because I saw what the brethren were going through. And they said they were taking me to a place, is a community where there are modern slaves. Can you reduce the volume? Modern slaves, 21st century slaves, people whose families are owing debt. Either they are the ones or their parents, their fathers, their mothers that they could not pay. There's a slave camp where they come to work. They are building, just like the Israelites did, the Hebrews did in Egypt. Modern slaves in the 21st century, they come to build because they are owing money. And you find out that some of them, it was their great grandfather that was owing debts that could not pay. And from the last three generations, they keep raising all the sons to become bricklayers, to become masons, to build. That's their job for life because they are owing. In a land impoverished by poverty, many are becoming captive, not just in the spirit, but physically. And so God says, he will raise you with the Cyrus anointing so that you will build his cities, so that you will let go his captives. There are people that are into prostitution. There are people that have left the call of God on their life because they did not have the resources to stand. And so God will raise his people. He will raise his Cyruses, men and women that he will put his hand upon. Men and women that you will empower, you will enlarge your capacity. When God wants to lead a man in the path of his purpose, the first thing God does is that God will enlarge your capacity, because you cannot come into the ordination, the purpose that God has ordained for you, if you do not have capacity. You will need capacity. In Psalm 119 verse 32, the psalmist cried out. He said, Lord, I will run in the path of your commandments. I will run in the path of your commandments. He said, for thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run the way of thy commandment, for thou shalt enlarge my heart. If you are going to run according to the speakings of God for your life, if you are going to run according to the counsel of God that was prepared for you before the world began, you will need capacity. You will need God to enlarge your capacity. You want to run with the heavenly vision of God for your life. You have a vision for the marketplace. You have a vision for the poor. You have a vision for territories. You will need God to enlarge your heart. He said, thou shalt enlarge my heart. He's not just talking about his mind. He's talking about his spirit man. He's talking about his capacity. Because the Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues, boundaries of life. The boundaries of your life, your extent and your limit in life is measured by the size of your heart. So God will need to do something. The prophet also will wake up and say he believes God for 700 billion years. Do you know what that means? God must do something in your heart to come to that place. He must enlarge your capacity for you to be able to believe him. For you to be able to believe him, he must do something to your heart. He must strengthen you from within. God wants to bring us into new territories. He wants to measure places to us. Listen to me, Zechariah chapter 2 from verse 1. The Bible says, In the vision of the Lord, Zechariah saw a young man who was carrying a measuring tape to go and measure a city, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the width and the length thereof. And the angel of the Lord said, go and tell that young man with his measuring tape to stop. He said, because Jerusalem shall be like city without walls. He said, because of the multitude of men and of cattle, I will be the wall of fire around her. I will be the glory within her. I don't know who has measured you. Maybe you are the one who has carried the tape to measure your life. And say, nobody in my family passed this level. Therefore, you have measured your own limitation. And say, you do not see yourself passing this line. God is saying, tell that young man, stop. Because you are going to be like city without walls. There's going to be multitude of men, multitude of cattle. Cattle speaks of wealth. God is going to enlarge your coast. He's going to enlarge your borders. He will take off that limit. You will take off that limit of God tonight. That limit that you have put over your business, that you have put over your finances, that you have put over your career. Tonight that limit is broken. You will be like cities without walls. For the multitude of men and of cattle, God will exalt your horn. Alabarakatos. Meliamokos evelidas. Aliamos evelida baragada. See, let me tell you. When God wants to enlarge the coast of a man, what God does is to exalt his horn. Until your horn is exalted, your coast will not be enlarged. Your coast will not be enlarged until your horn is exalted. Psalm 92 from verse 8. It said, the enemy shall perish. The workhouse of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. And I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And my eyes shall see my desire upon my enemies that rise up against me. God wants to exalt your horn. It is when your horn is exalted that he can enlarge your course. He said, he has found David, he has anointed him, exalting his horn. He said, the enemy shall not afflict him. The sons of wickedness shall not beat him. I will beat down his folks. I will plague them that hate him. He said, but my hand will be upon him. My mercy and my faithfulness will be upon David, my servant. And in my name shall his horn be exalted. That's Psalm 89 of verse 20. In my name shall his horn be exalted. He said, David will stretch his hand over the sea and over the rivers. The sea and the rivers prophetically speaks of humanity. It speaks of influence. So God is saying, when the horn of David is exalted, I will enlarge his coast. I will cause David to stretch his hand over the sea and over the rivers. It means you may be doing a little business, maybe in Agege, and God decides to exalt your horn. Suddenly you will find out that he's enlarging your coast. You'll begin to cover Lagos. You'll begin to go beyond Lagos to Ibadan. And then before we know it, you are global. You have moved from being a local champion. You have become a global champion. Why? Because God has exalted your horn. Because he has enlarged your coast. Somebody is going to pray like David. You are going to pray like David. And ask that God will cause your horn to board. Psalm 132 verse 17. He said, the Lord has ordained a lamb for his anointed. And he will cause his horn to board. You are going to pray. Where is that? Okay, keep playing. Just play strings. God tonight is going to make your horn to board. You are going to pray like David. You are going to pray like Jabez. When he said that you will bless me and enlarge my coast. He said that, oh, you will bless me and enlarge my coast. That your hand may be upon me, that it may not grieve me. Open your mouth and pray. And say, Lord, let your hand come upon me. Let your hand come upon me. Exalt my horn, enlarge my coast. Exalt my horn and enlarge my coast. La paradia balaka, liga paradico balida, la gabaratsila baragadaska, abeliamondo robodoska. Some of you, the powers, the adversaries that have stood on your path, the hand of the Lord is going to dismantle them. David said, a great and effectual door is been opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. You are going to pray and say, Lord, exalt my horn. I dismantle every adversary. I enter into my open door. I enter into my open door. I enter into my season. Let every horn be broken. Let every horn that has stood on my path, let it be broken. For the horns of the righteous shall be exalted, but the horns of the wicked shall be cut off. Say, Lord, exalt my horn. Labandi kobarata, alibondo robesiba, ligabaria mokobabalata, yakabalabaria babalada. Pray, pray. In the next 5 minutes, there is going to be a flood. There's going to be a flood. There's going to be a flood. There's going to be a flood. Labaria borokobalata, mando robetete baya. Bali boroko belesia, liambroko basaka babo, mandalia babarakuda, lagadia barada, lagondo paligas, lakata, lagora ragida, ligo bolo sabadaya. Pray and cry out to the Lord. Say, Lord, exalt my horn. Anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil. To break every demonic resistance. To break every satanic opposition. To enter into my open door. To enter into my open door. You see, I set before you an open door, and no one shall be able to shut it. The Lord is setting before us an open door. There is an open door tonight. There is an open door with your name on it. It's time to enter. It's time to enter. By the supply of the Spirit. Balakuria babalasida, liga baria babalakaya, lamande kuria baida, lagondo belegida baya, lata ba 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 ba, yaka balidos, ligo parade gelegias, lato paradias, liando robe. Pray the Holy Ghost. Leandro Robe de Gadia. I see the hand of the Lord. I see the hand of the Lord. Empowering people. Empowering people. Pouring oil of grace. Oil of grace. Into your vessel. Into your vessel. Into your vessel. Sate Kabalas. Lagadia Barades. For the earnest, heartfelt prayer of the righteous man. Make tremendous power available, dynamic in its power. Make progress in the spirit. Pray, earnest prayer, heartfelt prayer, fervent prayer that makes tremendous power, power available, dynamic power, power to weather every storm, power to break demonic horns, power to advance, forceful advancement, forceful advancement. By the power of the Holy Ghost, power is being made available. Lato parigas, lado belegedia barata, aliabondo legedia baras, selegedia barados, ilegendo rige belezida, mariando robe de gedias, sadia bara, lakoto beliga. I see the Spirit of glory. The Spirit of glory. Some of you are shedding off the old you. You are breaking into a new version of you. You are breaking into a new season. Like Jesus prayed on the Mount of Transfiguration. The Bible says his garment began to shine. His face began to shine. He broke into the realm of glory. Moses and Elias spoke to him. Spoke to him about his disease. There is prophetic timelines that God is bringing people into. Can you press? There is an unlocking. There is an unlocking of the anointing of God that is going to bring you into your prophetic season. You are going to catch your timelines. You are going to know what to do. After this meeting, you will know what to do. For the labor of the foolish, where is every one of them? Because they do not know how to go to the city. There is a grace that is coming upon you. You will know the way out. You will know the way out. You will have direction. You will know how to take the city. the wisdom to take your city, the wisdom to take your mountains. Kaparia Mokoba. Kalia Barades. Mando Loboko Sida. Lagadia Baradas. Labandiako. Libere, libere. Press for the next 2 minutes. Press, press, press. Cabalidos. Baladia Balande. Leando Robedia. Lango do Beliga. We have this treasure in Edin vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. There is a treasure locked up within your spirit that will begin to flow out. That will begin to flow out. The oil in your vessel will begin to flow out. The fragrance will compel kings. It will compel nations. It will compel institutions. They will look for you. They will look for you. The fragrance of your oil. The fragrance of your oil will attract the kings. La toco beligas. Leando robe kelegedia. Alaba pariamono. Leando rebelige belegedia. La diaborosa. Mando lokia paradias. Leando Robeliga Dagayadas. Ah, Sakababo. Ragabandia. Ligon Bregadias. Ladia Bados. There is a vein. There is a place where iron is found. There is a vein where silver is found. The Lord will open your eyes. You will begin to see. You will begin to see the vein of gold. You'll begin to see the vein of silver. You will look into the land. You will see the vein. A miner will need to find a vein in order for him to mine precious stone, treasures from the earth. The eyes of wisdom. The eyes of wisdom is given to you. Hearing, yes. Seeing, eyes. Hearing, yes. Seeing, eyes. They are from the Lord. They are from the Lord. Eyes that see, eyes that will see opportunity where many are complaining. God is giving you eyes to see. He's giving you ears to hear. You will hear the inaudible. You will see the invisible. You will take right step in the direction of your destiny. You will enter your wealthy place. You will enter your wealthy place by the anointing of your spirit. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Shabalia moko belidas. La cabalibos. Leando, Leando. Leando cobelidas. Legadia baradas. Ilegadia bandos. Lift up your hands, everyone. Please lift up your hands. And just pray with your hands up. Just pray with your hands up. Pray with your hands up. There is a supply. There is a supply. The fountain of the great deep is open. The fountain is open. The windows of the heavens is open. God is pouring now. He's pouring now. A prophetic generation. A prophetic army. People that will know what to do in business. Prophetic businessmen. Prophetic craftsmen. Oil is coming on you now. 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 Now, 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 yes, 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 yes. The Lord is pouring the oil, the fire, the oil, the fire, the Josephs, the Daniels, men and women that will carry this anointing back to their shops, back to their companies, back to their business places. Take it now, yes, yes. The oil, is resting from the left to the right to the middle. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it now, receive it now. There is a supply, The Lord is watching people's eyes. Watching your eyes with eyesight. You will know what to do. You will know what to do. You will know what to do. Us has just helped them bring them out. You will know what to do. You will know what to do from today. The Bible said they spoke of Jesus. Where are this man, this wisdom? And such mighty works that were done by his hand. The wisdom of God is resting upon you. Mighty works. Mighty works. Mighty works. Exploit in the marketplace. Exploit in your career. Exploit. Hey. 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 I'm seeing right here at least 48 people. At least there is a wild anointing that is coming on you now. Katambiria Ragadia Balades Labedo Sika Balades. Take the fire now. Take the fire now. Take the fire now. Carry this fire. Shine in the marketplace. Shine in the business world. Shine in your career. Shine in government. Take it. Everywhere. 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 Holy Ghost. From the front to the back. From the front to the back. Let the oil. Let the fire. Let it begin to rest. 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 Another Silicon Valley is rising from Lagos. Is rising from Lagos. I see within now and the next 3 years. I see productions. I see IT people. Men carrying the spirit of wisdom. Men like Bezalel that will bring invention, discoveries, technologies that will be a global brand. Global brand. Global brand. I see the Holy Ghost anointing, anointing, anointing from the island. This day, let such craftsmen arise, 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 arise. Some of you, you will feel that oil, you will feel the fire, it will come on your head, it will enter you, you will feel it in your belly. In your belly, in your spirit man, in your spirit man, I see a messenger of fire, a messenger of fire released in our midst to light men up, to light men up. David said, the Lord shall light up my candle, the Lord shall lighten my darkness. God is lighting your spirit, for the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching the inward part of the belly. God is lighting you up now. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Mariamo no mekete. Valiabrondos. Liando cobelidas. Legredina baradas. I see to my right hand. To my right hand. I feel fire in my right side. I feel fire, and there are people here. The Lord is giving you that fire, the spirit of revelation and wisdom, illumination will begin to work in you. Take, 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 take it now, take it now, everywhere, everywhere. The spirit of witty invention, capacity to draw wisdom from the heart of God is being unlocked. It's been unlocked. It's been unlocked. It's been unlocked. It's been unlocked. Hey, hey, pray, pray, pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Eliamo no mokoba. Beleli Koba, Fiando Lobaradas, Liamando Ros, Liagabade. The Lord is putting his hand upon you. The Lord is putting his hand upon you. Take it afresh. Take it afresh. Take it afresh. On the fourth row, take the fire of God. Carry the anointing. Carry the grace. Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. I see the Lord anointing his people with wisdom. Wisdom. Favor. Favor. There is the oil of favor. The oil of favor that was upon Esther, that when she stepped into the court of the king would not stand her. The king stretched his scepter to grant her whatsoever she requested. God is putting favor. You will find your business. You will find your craft, your company. Begin to move forward. Begin to move forward. Begin to move forward. Jesus. 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 Everywhere. Online, you are not left out. Online, you are not left out. The same spirit, the same grace, the same fire, the same oil is locating you. Is locating you. Is locating you. There are some of you, God is raising you tonight for the healing of your family. For the healing of your family. For the healing of your family. Jesus. I see a young man with the name Joshua. The Lord is putting an anointing on you. I see you by a system, like a computer. And there is an anointing for expansion in the IT world, in the technological field, in engineering, wherever you are. Joshua, this anointing is coming upon you. This anointing is coming upon you. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Jesus. Jesus. By the AC there, I see three of you. The Lord is putting a fresh, fresh fire, fire. You were born in the marketplace. You were born, take, 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 born. The Bible said John was a burning and a shining light, and the people rejoice in his light. Where you live, many will rejoice in your light. They will rejoice at your rising. They will rejoice at your rising. They will rejoice. They will rejoice. They will rejoice. They will rejoice. Woman of God, while I was ministering, I saw you. While you raised your hand, I know Prophetess Tiffany, Prophet Austin's friend. I see the Lord beginning something with you. I see the Lord put a sword in your hand. A sword in your hand. The Lord is making you a warrior. There is a new anointing. There is a new grace. God said you're going to go back and the secret places will open to you. The treasures of darkness will open to you. I see you in the spirit. And I'm seeing you discussing business with someone in New York. New York. I'm seeing an opening that the Lord is opening for you as you go back. I'm seeing New York. And suddenly I looked in the spirit and I saw you standing with people, with a few men who dress like Arabians. Arabians. And I was asking the Lord, what is the meaning of this? And the Lord said, he's been speaking to you about Dubai. He's been speaking to you with respect to ministry and business in Dubai. The Lord says there are some people who follow your ministry there. He said, watch out for in this season, I am opening the door for you. I'm opening both the door of ministry and the door of business. Because I saw like a few days ago, I don't know how many days, but you were discussing with someone from Dubai. Someone from Dubai. God is opening the door of ministry and the door of business for you as you go back home. There are some things I can't say on the pulpit, but I'm sure Prophet Austin will reach you. But I see Dubai. I'm seeing like a business proposal, something that you are writing that have to do with like property. Property, I'm seeing at the moment, I'm seeing you are writing. I'm not talking of last year or 5 years ago. I'm talking about now. I could look like on your desk. I could see you writing, putting thoughts, putting things together on property. The Lord says, as you go back, you will know that the spirit of breakthrough has come upon you. Has come upon you. Has come upon you. You will see the shift. And the Lord says, though they fight against you, they will not prevail. For he makes your forehead a fortified city. He makes you like an iron pillar. You will go back and you'll see the season change. The season change. The season change by the Spirit of the Lord. While I stood here, Pastor, I kept looking at you, and the Lord was bringing things to my spirit. And I was trying to understand what the Lord is speaking about. And the Lord says, arise and judge the works of the enemy. Because I looked at you and I saw your wife. Is your wife here? Is your wife here? Please come. I saw you in the spirit. And I saw, or I'm seeing you right now talking with like a young married woman, young ladies. And I'm seeing you discussing business and training people in business, training people for business. I'm seeing the Lord doing that, opening you into a greater season. And I saw in the spirit, I'm seeing one of your sisters, someone in your family. And the Lord said, judge the pits that the enemy has dug. I'm seeing this elder sister, like the age of 42. 42. Do you have a sister of that age? 42. Your elder sister. Is she your immediate elder? Your immediate elder sister. 42. And I see her doing business. And I see the Lord increasing the business and bringing the both of you to partner. I'm seeing partnership. And I'm seeing the Lord opening doors even for exports. For exports. Is that happening already? I'm seeing the Lord opening doors for exports. And I looked in the spirit. I saw UK. I saw the US. And the Lord says for me to tell you that he's going to enlarge your borders. Even into Europe. Into other parts of the world. And I'm seeing, I just saw a vision that troubled me when I looked at you and looked at your sister. I'm seeing someone by the name like John. Who is John? Who is John? Please, if you have a mic, let's do that quickly. Okay, John is your brother-in-law. So is John her husband? Okay, her husband is John. Because I saw her standing, I saw John standing by her. And I don't know exactly what her name is, but I'm seeing something like C-H-I-N-A, what? Chinaso, C-H-I-N-A, that's what I saw. Chinaso, so that's her name, Chinaso. See, the Lord is speaking this for you to know the certainty of these things that the Lord talked about. Because I'm seeing her involved in business. I saw a conspiracy in the spirit. I'm seeing like food business. I don't know all the details, but I'm seeing her involved with food. Food. And I'm seeing someone that she's coming into a partnership with, like she's doing business with the person. And the Lord said, pray, because the person is calling her name on the altar of witchcraft. I saw like a spell that the person projected that is supposed to catch up with her from tomorrow, next week, in the week that we enter. The reason why the Lord gave me the name, the John that I spoke, is because I saw in the vision like you and John, you know, everybody running helter skelter, crying and trying to resuscitate her and trying to bring her out. And the Lord said, judge the works of witchcraft today. Judge the works of witchcraft today. Judge the works of witchcraft. I break the power of witchcraft. That witchcraft that is launched against her on the account of business, I break the power of witchcraft now. I break the power of witchcraft now. And I speak to everyone that is under a witchcraft siege. I command that the siege be broken. Let every witchcraft siege against your business be broken. Against your career be broken. Against your family be broken. Every witchcraft altar, every sorcery and divination that has been invoked against you in the business place, in the marketplace, I command it to expire. I command it to catch fire. I command it be destroyed. Businesses are released. Businesses are released. Finances that have been bound with chains of witchcraft, they are breaking now. They are breaking now. Your finances are released in the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak over you. I speak over your sister. I decree there shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. Every weapon fashioned against you expire. Against your sister expires. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I put the seal of the blood upon her. I put the seal of the blood upon her. There shall be no death. There shall be no loss. No losses. Even in business. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Watch and see. The Lord is bringing expansion. Expansion. To your business. To the partnership. Expansion. And you will watch and see what God will do. After tonight, doors will open in strange places. I hear there will be supply in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, prepare. Prepare for now and the next 3 months. Prepare. Prepare because God is bringing increase in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, the Lord has been speaking to me prophetically. God bless you. From last year, God has been speaking to us about our economy, about our nation. From last year, he began to tell us about the political landscape. And he spoke to us prophetically. He said, from the month of June, subsidy is going to be removed. The price of fuel is going to increase. He said, the church needs to pray because it will rise even up to 1,000. And we began to proclaim that from last year. And we began to bring intercession. And we see the moment we enter September, I think it was the first day. And the man came up and declared that. But you see, God has made provision for the preservation of his people. God spoke to us from Josh prophetically. That as we enter into this new year, specifically from September, he said we're going to see some form of economic shaking that will begin across the nations. Just like what we saw in 2008 and all of that called economic meltdown. There is a measure of it that is going to begin from September and it will grow into next year. But you see, while that is happening and many people are crying, there's going to be power shift. I want you to be aligned because there is an anointing that is upon God's people. People who are strategically positioned in this season to enter into the increase, to enter into the wealth, to enter into the resources that God is supplying. In the midst of the shakings, you'll be preserved. Invest in food. Invest in agriculture. I've not been doing business for many years, you know. But the Lord came specifically and began to ask me to invest in business, in agriculture particularly. And I began to do that. There is going to be a shift. One of the major increases, you know, I heard Pastor John saying that God is bringing in this season, there's going to be so much resources, so much money that will be released for people who are positioned in agriculture in this season. The next shift is going to be, that's going to be one of the major areas that God will increase people who are positioned. Of course, I know there are many. Because part of the shakings that will happen globally, there will be news. We'll begin to hear of food being poisoned. Food being poisoned in mass. release in nations, in territories. There's going to be a major shaking of that in some parts of Africa. You know, these are part of the visions the Lord shows us as he speaks to us, even economically, about our nation and about nations. And God is calling us to prepare. God is calling the watchmen to prepare. He's calling the watchmen to stand, so that you can enter into the resources that God has ordained in this season. While I'm speaking, Pastor Grace, I hear the Lord says, there is a season of promotion. There is a season of promotion. And I look into the calendar of time, and I see that as you enter into the new year, I'm seeing a season of promotion. And I see something like a form of training being done in your place of work, and you and a handful of people were taken out of the country for some form of training, like a course, sort of. And the Lord is telling you to prepare. Prepare for the seasons of the promotion. Jesus. Jesus. There's someone I see in my spirit. You came. I know this is Craftsman Marketplace, but the Lord needs to take care of some issue in your life. You need to be alive to do business. You need to be alive to make money. I'm seeing someone. The medical report says you have cancer. Cancer. And while you were coming, you were preparing your heart. You were hopeful because you heard that Apostle Arume is going to come for this meeting. Apostle Arume is still on his way, but Jesus is here. Because I'm hearing that you've been spoken to prepare for surgery, to prepare for chemo. I don't know who that person is, but I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. They told you prepare for chemo, prepare for surgery. I want to pray for you. For this is not unto death, says the Lord. It is not unto death. You shall live. There shall be no surgery, chemo. A miracle is taking place in your life. Apostle Arume is not here, but his God is here. Jesus is here. And he's touching your body right now. He's touching your body right now. Father, let your hand come strong upon her. Do a surgery in her body. Do a surgery in her body. I curse the devil of cancer. I curse that demon of cancer. I cut it off from your members. I cut it off from your body. I address it to its root. I say, cancer, die. Cancer, die. Cancer, die. Dissolve. Disintegrate. Come out of our body. Let there be a miracle. Let there be a miracle. Let there be a miracle. The power of God is upon you. Is upon you. Is upon you. You will see that Jesus has done a work in your body. Look at me, my sister. Look at me. Look at me. They are not going to cut off anything. There will be no mastectomy, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your miracle working power. It is done. It is done. It is done. The healing Jesus comes to you today. Take! All right, now I see the Lord putting this anointing upon people. Hey, you will carry the healing anointing even to the marketplace, not only in the medical field. Many of you, the healing power will open doors for you. It will open opportunity for you. You will lay a hand on a CEO. Cancer and tumor will die. There will open doors of investment. There will open doors of business. Mommy, the Lord is touching your body right now. The Lord is touching your body. He's doing the healing. He's doing the healing. I curse that throat. I curse that throat. I curse that throat. I speak. I curse the root of that infirmity in the name of Jesus. I release the healing power of God upon you. Your blood pressure, your sugar level is touched, is touched, is touched. Your eyes touched by the Spirit of the living God. By the Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, touch, touch, touch. He's doing the surgery in your body. He's doing the surgery in your body. I cut off, I cut off, I cut off, I cut off, I cut off. I command it to dissolve. No more crying. Hey. Jesus. Take fresh, 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 fresh. I feel that oil coming upon your life. God is not only healing bodies now, He's healing businesses, He's healing marriages, He's healing businesses, He's healing relationships. Fresh. Jesus, 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 Jesus. The Lord says there shall be no losses. 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 Take, 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 take. Go and prosper. As I speak now, I see the Lord opening the eyes of people. Some of you, you are going to see business proposals. You are going to see ideas. You are going to see structures. The Lord is superimposing it upon your minds, upon your heart. Jesus. There is someone I see. You are into like real estate. You are not just a businessman in real estate, but I'm seeing like you are like a trained architect builder, you know, in the building industry. I'm seeing the Lord bringing this person out of debt, out of a lawsuit. I'm seeing your life being threatened. You are being threatened because there have been some losses in tens of millions. In tens of millions. You are being threatened right now. Wherever you are, come. You are in the building. You are a trained person in the building industry. Not just that you invest in building, you are trained like an architect. Are you an architect? You study what? Architecture. Oh, you study architecture. Okay. You are trained. If you are the person the Lord tells me, there have been losses recently in tens of millions. Yes. And I'm seeing like threats, like a lawsuit. If you are the person, like a lawsuit, there's a lawsuit I see against this person that the Lord speaks to me about. And the Lord asked me to pray. I'll pray for you. But in case you are the person, there have been threats and like lawsuits hanging around you wherever you are, I want you to come. I'll pray for you because you came. But this person, there have been threats. There have been threats. For want of time, I'll just pray. I'll pray for you, but there have been threats. The Lord was specific about it. So you are an architect. You are into like the building industry. And there have been losses in millions. I want to pray for you. This other person, there's threats right now. I'll pray for you. You, there have been threats. Every detail I gave, in tens of millions. Are you an architect? A builder? What are you? Estates of you. Okay, you are in the building industry. There's a threat. A letter was sent to you. And you are trying right now to see how to get your lawyer to reply, to fight legally and all of that. I want to pray. God is rising on your behalf. God is rising on your behalf. Father, I changed every decree of the enemy. I decree your mercy right now. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak. I silence the lawsuit. I silence the lawsuit. I turn everything in your favor. Let the favor of God speak for you right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. You were praying and there's someone on your heart you want to meet. There's someone you've been talking to. It looks like maybe like a schoolmate, sort of you've been talking with someone. The Lord is saying, don't put your hope in men. Trust Him in this season. The help is not going to come in that person that you are believing and you are struggling to reach out to. You will be pierced with sorrow. Look up to the Lord now. There's going to be supernatural intervention. And so, Father, I thank you for your servant. I thank you because there is a miraculous intervention. The laws change now. Everything turns in your favor. Let the mercy of God prevail for you. It turns for a testimony. God is going to bring supernatural supply. Within this year, I see you'll be able to pay part. But not just that. A part of it will be waived off for you. But you will have to pay part. So you will need to walk. While God is supplying, you will need to walk. Because God is telling you by prophetic intelligence that you'll be asked to pay part. Father, let it be done. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, turn him around. I end the season of losses, of affliction. I end it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know, there's someone I see in business and I hear the name Bumi. I'm seeing there's also a transaction and I'm seeing like some legal issues hovering around you. I don't know who that person is, but I hear the name specifically, Bumi. I'm seeing some legal issues around you with respect to business. Are you the one? You're going through some legal issues against you, not in your favor right now. Against you because of business. Transactions you went with a person and there were losses, and right now pressure is mounting on you. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Lord, you are the God of all flesh. You are the Father of all spirit. I ask that you stretch your hand of mercy. I ask that you stretch your hand of mercy. I ask that you have mercy upon her. Let there be supernatural debt cancellation. Supernatural debt cancellation. Supernatural debt cancellation. Let it turn around in your favor. Let it turn around in your favor. Let it be obvious tonight that you collided with the grace of God. With the grace of God. With the grace of God. It is done. It is done. You've been having sleepless nights. Sleepless nights. You even check your blood pressure is rising. You are a young lady. Your blood pressure is rising because of money. Jesus brings you miraculous intervention. Miraculous intervention. You will go back, you find out your blood pressure is healed. But not just that, there's a miraculous intervention. I don't know how it's going to happen, but the Lord is going to take away the debt. He's going to take away the debt. There's going to be a miracle for you. A miracle for you. Not just that, the Lord is touching your body. The Lord is doing some surgery in your body. He's doing a surgery in your body, right? Surgery. Surgery. Father, I release the healing anointing. I release your healing anointing. I crush it. I crush that growth. I crush that lump. I declare a miracle. A miracle. A miracle for your daughter. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's done. Father, thank you. While we were praying, I think when Prophet Austin was ministering, I saw a vision of someone, you're a little fair, and I hear the name Insikak. That sounds like an Akwa Ibom name, South name, fair. And I'm seeing this person, I've been going through so much losses in business. So much losses. You're fair wherever you are. Wherever you are. God wants to bring you redemption. Redemption. He wants to redeem in Sikak. I don't know if you're in this congregation or out there, but the Lord gave him the vision of this face. If I see the person, I can identify you. You're not so fair, just slightly, but your name is in Sikak. There have been losses, major losses in business. I want to pray for you. Or if you're coming, come quickly. Is he here? If you are there, wave your hand. If this person is there, wave your hand. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Is that him coming? Thank you, Father. Lord, I declare a miraculous intervention for Nsikak as you show me in the spirit. Because I'm seeing this person contemplating suicide. I'm seeing you worry with suicidal thoughts. Suicidal thoughts. I declare your deliverance. I break that yoke from your neck. I break that yoke from your neck. Give me sound. I break that yoke from your neck. I break that yoke from your neck. I break that yoke. Jesus. Jesus. Sir, there's something the Lord showed me. But I want to tell you off the mic. In the next 60 days, you are going to know that the word of the Lord came to you, because God is going to open that door. Open that door, not only there, but also in this city. Also in this city. Also in this city. Like manufacturing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know we are praying for businesses. Before I declare for businesses, I just saw the Lord giving people like binoculars, and suddenly you were given access to see. Your vision was enhanced in the spirit. Prophetically, many of you, you'll begin to see the area of investment. You'll begin to see the things you need to do for your business to step up to the next level. I see the Lord releasing that anointing. I see the Lord giving people like binoculars. And the Lord has a sign. He's healing people's physical eyes too. Not just spiritual eyes. Not just the eyes of your heart. But the eyes, your physical eyes. The Lord is touching it. Now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know, but I hear the name like Busola. And I'm seeing there could be several Busola. But I speak, I'm seeing that this Busola, someone recently in business took your money off. Like someone swindled you. Swindle this Busola that I speak about. Like someone swindled you recently in business. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for Busola wherever you are. I'll pray for you, but the Lord was specific about this person, that you were swindled in business, and the Lord is saying he's bringing restoration. The Lord is saying he's bringing restoration. I don't know what you do, but I'm seeing like a store. I'm seeing the Lord showing me you like you're entering to like a store. And I look and I could see things like clothes, shoes. Is that what you're dealing? That's your business. Okay, you run a family business, clothing and shoes. Because I just saw a store and I saw you walking in with clothes and shoes. There's been some shaking in the business before you came, before you began to manage it. But I'm seeing the Lord opening major doors. I'm seeing the Lord giving you a name, even like in the clothing industry in this city. I'm seeing the Lord giving you a name, because you are not only just going to sell. What I see is that I'm also seeing you producing. I'm seeing the Lord giving you a brand, and I'm seeing you employing people to work with you. I see the Lord giving you a name. Clothing. Jesus. And I'm seeing you packaging. There's someone in the UK that you've been talking to about packaging and sending these clothes. Packaging. The Lord says, I open that door now. Your business is entering a new level. Yes, you've done some international business, but there's a new level that God is opening. You are not only going to import, you will have your local product that you will send. Jesus, the Lord anoints you now. The Lord opened this great door for you. And as I speak, the Lord is not only moving you with respect to business and career, but I'm seeing the Lord doing the work of healing. I'm seeing somewhere, by this time, like by the right side, I'm saying the Lord touching. There's like a piercing pain, piercing pain, piercing pain. You woke up this morning and you sat in one part of the bed, you couldn't stand upright. This is the house of God. The house of God is a house of healing. I declare your healing. I cause that pain. I cause that affliction. And I release supernatural increase upon your business. Lift up your hands, everyone. You know, when we switch into the streams of personal prophecy, it can take all day. But I want to pray for everyone. I want to pray for everyone. I hear the Lord says there's a supernatural shift. Supernatural shift in business. Supernatural shift in career. The Bible said the elders of Israel build and prosper and finish it by the prophesying of the prophet. I prophesy supernatural enlargement. I prophesy buildings. I prophesy supernatural expansion over your business, over your investment, over your finances, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I hear the Lord says within now and the next 21 days, there's going to be not less than 100 people, that will enter into significant financial breakthrough in 21 days. Significant major financial shift. I call it now. I bring you to that realm in the name of the Lord Jesus. Pastor Jonathan, is a season of the comeback. The Lord says it's the season of the comeback. It's the season of the comeback. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless your people. Believe the word of the Lord. Believe the word of the Lord. In the next 21 days. In the next 21 days. I hear the Lord say, we enter the season of ingathering. The season of ingathering. The season of the harvest. The season of supernatural harvest. Supernatural breakthrough in finances. There will be many testimonies in this house. God bless you. Enter into the shift. In Jesus' name, I love you all.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.